Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. And welcome to Angel Antics. Today is All Souls Day. So today, let us remember our loved ones that are no longer with us, but who live in our hearts forever. And with that being said, I have a small little angel prayer, and it was written by Lindsay Marino, and it's entitled, Calling on Angels, a Reminder from the Angels. Ask me for guidance when filled with despair. When you feel my presence, know that I am near. Call on me daily, happy or sad. You will always reach me because I'm your comrade. You may get the goosebumps or see a flicker of light. That is me, even at night. My job is to support you and remind you of your worth. I've been with you always, even before your birth. So with that being said, this is DC Love, of course, and I'm awaiting the arrival of my twisted sister and co-host, Eileen Powers. And I guess I'm just going to go to the phone lines right now. Hello, area code 256, live with Angel Antics.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, can I have your name, please?
Yes, Kimberly.
Kimberly, hold on, I see my twisted sister, hold on.
Okay. Hello, sweetheart,
Hello. Happy All Day.
Yes, blessings to all those souls that have gone before us. And come back and give us messages. Thank goodness for them and the divine that allows it to happen.
Definitely. Well, with that being said, we have Kimberly. She's our first caller today.
All right.
So I just picked her up.
Okay, if you could go ahead and start her, I will do the second reading. Would that be all right?
Okay. Kimberly, how you doing tonight, hon?
I'm great. What about yourself?
We're doing great, too. What's going on with you tonight, hon?
Well, looking for another job. I have one, but there are some issues with it. And I've also applied to physician assistant school. So whichever one that just pings with you, you can talk about.
Okay. So I'm getting, around you, Kimberly, don't try to push or resist. You've just got to go with what you're feeling. I'm getting that you have a little bit of anxiety within. Okay, so when that anxiety starts to appear, just try to think of something a little bit more calming, is what the angels are showing me. Okay?
Okay.
I'm seeing that you're going to have money for education, Kimberly.
Okay.
Okay, and you just have to, remain positive. Now, you have free will, so instead of me telling you, this one is better for you or that one's better for you, you can make whatever you want happen, Kimberly. So I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to let you, go with what you're feeling, but I'm getting you've got to be receptive and open-minded. Okay, and you have the ability to make a wise decision, Kimberly.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm saying that you are going to make the right choice, hon, okay? So you've got a little bit of anxiety around you, and some of it is not from this decision, but I'm also getting some of it may actually be from maybe like a friend or a family member as well. So you've got to just let go of that. And as well, there's something like emotional going on with you, and it's affecting your health, Kimberly. So if there's any kind of energy that you're holding on that's not for your highest and your best, please leave it go. It doesn't serve you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And I'm getting, if you want something, in regard to like job, career, schooling, ask the universe for it, Kimberly. Okay? Something new and exciting is coming your way, so you've got to keep your eyes open. And I'm getting it's going to lead to material prosperity. So with that being said, now what feels right to you?
Well, I guess the choices that feel good to me and choices that I make. I've been stepping out on faith more lately.
Good. Good. You have the ability to make a very wise decision, hon. Okay? I'm getting that, you know, you've got to stay a little bit more positive. A little bit more effort is needed. Okay? And like I said, the universe supports you. So, you know, if you want something specifically, ask for it. But don't forget, always ask for that or something better.
Okay?
Because that means that you're not limiting yourself. And the universe can bring you something that you could, you know, you may not have even thought of at this point. If you find that you have any obstacles around you, don't worry, because the obstacles are there to allow you a little bit more time to think, to look things over. They're just like a sort of like a temporary distraction, but in actuality, they're giving you a little bit more time to reflect, okay? And again, don't let that make you crazy or anything, because you have a new and a very exciting opportunity that's coming soon.
Okay?
So the angels are saying to you, Kimberly, this is a time that you've got to let go of those limiting beliefs that you have, okay? And you have the power, like I said, you have the power to make that very wise decision, hon.
Okay.
So use common sense, stay focused and grounded with your energies and your thoughts, okay? And, you know, affirm, you know, I am the best that I can be, and I am fulfilling my highest destiny, because you truly are, Kimberly. And now I'm going to see if Eileen is ready to give you her portion of the reading. Eileen?
Okay.
Yes, I am ready. I just wasn't quite when I pulled up. Just got off work, and you know how that is. So what I have for you, Kimberly, is that you actually need to, it kind of goes along with some of the first things that DC said, that you really need to allow a little bit more time to make your decision on what you want to do. And in order to do this, you need to take some time, and you really need to just, you know, kind of meditate, check in. I call it check in. Check in with yourself and really see vibrationally what you feel resonates the most with you. You can really only do that during quiet time. You have to find a quiet time and space to be able to check in. So that's what I'm hearing, is something that you need to do is you need to find that quiet time and space to check in. But it is time to buckle down and get that done. Part of it is you have a couple of commitments that you haven't quite honored, and so you need to follow through and honor those commitments. And, you know, if they've been a little bit difficult, you've kind of pulled yourself back, you're just not making those decisions. You know, maybe it's time to actually call upon your angels and ask them for help. You know, God and his angels can do a lot for you, but they are not allowed to interact or interject due to free will unless you ask. So you must ask in order to get help. And so that's just, you know, that has to do with also checking in. When you take that time to meditate and check in, to, you know, is it that you want this job, or do you, you know, is it that you want to go back to school, you know, for, what was it, physician PA, physician assistant?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to give you a little bit more on that. But first of all, I'm kind of going over the answers that I've come up with that addressed your actual question. So, you know, basically you need to take the time to check in and make sure that that is the thing. Also, like I said, you have a commitment that you haven't taken care of. Now, the next step of this, the next phase of this reading here that I have for you is that you actually are an energy healer. I don't know, you know, being working in mainstream medicine, not all mainstream medicine believe in this energy healing. And I have to tell you, both DC and I do. We've seen it work. We use it. We're both practitioners in the Reiki systems of both Sikkim and Asui methods. And I know people that do other modalities, and they all work. They work differently. They work with different vibration, whether it be alpha waves, beta waves, gamma waves, delta waves. Those are the actual waves that they work with. So it's kind of like what they do when they take nerve tissue and put it on a petri dish, and they, nerve damage is at 2 hertz. And they take so they put it in a solution, and they put it on a vibrating plate. And as that plate vibrates at 2 hertz, that those nerves grow. And this is something that's proven. And so, anyway, with that said, you have energy healing. So in addition to being able to go to school and be trained as a PA, a physician assistant, you also have the innate God-gifted ability, as we all do, but some are more pronounced than others. It's like, you know, some people's vision is better, some people's hearing is better. So we all have different assets, you know, that have been given to us that are better. And you are a healer. You have the magic within your hands to help others. So really with that, I really am hearing that, you know, if you need to get a part-time whatever to support yourself or something like that to get through school. But you do need to continue with that education because you really are a healer. You need to clear your energy space and anything about you to open yourself up for this. Like I said, doing those meditations to get yourself opened up to move forward in that direction is most important. Then I'm going to move on to a totally different subject. This is something coming into your life for you. I believe this is on a personal relationship basis. And it's going to be a powerful revelation that's going to change your life and really take hold of you in the way that you're going to move forward. Now, this can be with the education or with a job or something like that, but it is definitely a significant life event. In the long run, through all of this adventure and endeavor in your life, you're going to move forward, and there's going to be someone that comes into your life that is truly your twin flame that is going to help you through this. And that twin flame is going to be someone that you meet. It's not going to be right away. I have a feeling that'll be like 3 to 6 months out, and I don't normally get timing, but right now I'm hearing 3 to 6. So I'd say that's like 3 to 6 months out where you're going to meet someone that is going to fuel you. Now, with that said, twin flames are not always your perfect matches. Twin flames do come into your life sometime to actually kind of ruffle the bed sheets, per se, and make you really make a decision on what it is you really want. You know, they might seem like the perfect match, but they always make you mad. And sometimes that twin flame, we can have several of them throughout our lives, are there to make you shake things up and make you think differently. And so that really goes back to those powerful revelations that are going to be coming your way and that are going to lead you to a huge change in your life. And so I think that's going to be a little bit further. Those two things are going to be a little bit further, you know, maybe, like I said, maybe 3 months from now, rather than this other decision you need to work on is immediate. And that's the message I have for you. I hope that resonates with you.
It does. Thank you very much. Thank you both.
You're very welcome.
You're
very welcome.
Angel blessings.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Angel blessings.
All right, Eileen, the switchboard here is really starting to light up a bit. We're going to go to our next caller.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to go to our next caller. Okay, hold on. Area code 630, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Sarah. Thank you. Again.
Hi. I'm sorry,
Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah, so DC, I've talked to you before. It's been a long time. Facebook messaged you because something kept coming up, so I knew that it was time to talk to you.
Nice.
So my question is, what is my next step? So I went through my bachelor's. I'm getting that. It's more career-based. Like, what is the next step? Or what
all
other
right.
messages do the angels have for me?
All right.
Okay.
Perfect. Let's see what we can come up with.
Yeah. Eileen, are you going to go first, or would you like me to go first?
No, I didn't intend to go first. I just wasn't actually quite prepared when I jumped on the phone. I just wanted to make sure I got on and in.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry here. I am getting a lot of message here, and I know DC said we've got a pretty full line, but wow, the cards just keep popping out at me, and I can't help but, you know, take what's given. I can't not do less. I have to do what I'm given. So the first thing, let me take a look. You've had some really complex decisions, and you have to do your research. You have not. You've been procrastinating. You think about it, but you don't actually delve in and do a little bit more research. And so I think it's like you need to weigh the pros and cons. And in order to do that, you need to do a little bit more reading about this versus that. And as you're reading, what you need to do is feel. You need to feel in your heart, that tiny center spot of your heart, that intuitive spot. And you need to see which subject it is that is resonating with you the most. And that is the direction you to go. But you have to ask yourself. No one tell you. All I can tell you is you need to do the work. Stop procrastinating. It's like you look at everything, but you kind of look at it all just shallowly. Well, you read a little here, a little there. But this is more like, you know, really get in and do a little bit more study of it. And then see if something really grabs at your heartstrings and pulls you that way. You've really created a lot. You just need to have courage in yourself to know that you really can continue to do absolutely everything you need and want to do. So it's a matter of believing in yourself. It's like you've gotten this far. You've actually done pretty well in school, but you still doubt yourself, and you don't need to. You really are just amazing and have so much coming your way. With that said, I think as far as finding the space to believe in yourself is a need for balance in your life. You actually have not been getting out and having enough fun. You've been really focusing on what am I going to do? And it's bogging your mind down to the point you have no clarity. Because there's so much information. There's so many ways. Everything's interesting. And that's the hard part. You love it all. But on the other hand, you personally really want a finite choice, a finite goal. And so you feel like you're all over the page, and when really what you want to do is finite. So, you know, I'm going to reiterate what I said. You're going to go back, and you're going to have to actually pretend that you're, you know, pick one of the subjects and actually pretend you've decided that's it and you're going to go for it. And then pick another subject and really focus on yourself and really tell yourself this is what I'm going for and really feel it and see which choice feels the most resonant with you. I mean, that's really the only way that they're telling me for you to do that. But in order to get there, you do have to get yourself into a place of balance. By doing that, you need to do a little meditation, go out for walks in nature, go find groups of friends and be social. So there's some social component in there that helps allow us to be balanced, you know, along with the time for meditation and time for personal walks and exercise. So there, it's all, you know, it's like this triangle, this triple-sided triangle that gives you balance. It's not a teeter-totter. It's, you know, more rhombic. It just rolls around, and you've got to figure out how to balance that because you actually are one of those people that have so much going on in your life. It is not a teeter-totter. It is not a yin or yang. Like I said, you're on, you know, a three-sided that just kind of, you know, like a playground toy
where you get three friends, one on each side, and you guys all try to level it. And you've been doing this all by yourself. And, I mean, you know, like I'm seeing you trying to stand in the middle and wiggle your hips to get it to balance so you can get it in a level spot. And you really can't. It's just not going to quite get there. So what you have to do is you have to follow the flow of abundance that's coming your way and see what really, really resonates with you as far as the promising ventures that you have choices to make right now. And then take that leap of faith and really and decide that that really is your dream, unless you already have one that you know is somewhere back in your mind, then that's the one. But you need to really follow your dream, and as you do, there will be unexpected opportunities that open up to you. This will be really positive changes. It's going to align you actually with the really energies and crystalline, the you know, like when you're on that teeter-totter, you're looking for that equal alignment, and I'm showing that crystals are actually going to help you bring yourself into a good alignment for yourself, kind of like a diamond diamond alignment, diamond crystal alignment, you know, is what I'm hearing. And the last thing I have for you is you don't drink enough water. You need to treat yourself better by drinking more water and absolutely getting out in nature and not looking at the tree right there, but look as the in the farthest, furthest distance that you can and really get a visual for that world around you and how big and wide it is. But with that, you know, get out and drink more water. That's the message I have for you. Where the water?
Yeah, I know about the water. I know.
I was going to say, where the water
okay,
went.
Okay, that
in,
was
I
awesome.
I have absolutely no idea. But it, that was it. That
awesome.
Day came in. So I'll give it to you. All right, DC, what do you have for it?
Yes, Sarah, that was awesome. This is DC. What I'm getting for you is you've got to watch. The angels are saying you're a little bit too worried about safety and security in regard to job, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that could actually be counterproductive to you to be worrying so much. Just think positively. Focus on, you know, just producing the best, you know, you that you can be in regard to, you know, your path and your work. And what I'm seeing is that you're about to take a spiritual leap forward. Okay? And in doing so, you're not going to hold yourself back. And you're really going to start opening up. And this is going to give you the blessings and the opportunity for growth that you're looking for. You're walking this divine path with the angels. I'm getting the letter K around you. That's usually a person. It could be a place. So it could be a first or last name. But I'm getting the letter K around you. And I'm getting the angels are saying, Sarah, just go with the flow. Okay? The universe does have a plan, you know, for you. Don't fight it. Just go with the flow. And when you do, you're going to see how easily things come to you. Because for a while now, you've been forcing, you know, your way through life. It's this iceberg. And you're trying to, like, push your way through it instead of just, like, you know, just going right around it, okay? So the angels are saying, stop worrying, Sarah. Just life happened for you. You know, you might have to give up like a little bit of control right now. It might be, you know, hard. But when you do, you're going to see that the universe knows best, okay? And as we know, life is not supposed to be hard. Okay, so just go with the flow and let the universe just, you know, bring you to where you need to be. Okay, so what you called in about requires you to have some trust. And the angels are saying, Sarah, there is something great coming to your life. I don't know if you've been thinking about any kind of business or entrepreneurial adventure at all, but the angels are saying you've got the leadership qualities that will really bring the results you're looking for. Okay?
Okay.
So I don't know if you've thought about, you know, going into some kind of business as well.
I have.
Okay, but they're giving you a thumbs up with that one. They're saying that would be great. Okay, so you're asked to really, like, seek your truth because the truth is already within you, Sarah. Listen, observe, and then trust. Everything that you need to know is already within you. And, in fact, you were born with that truth and that universal knowledge. Okay, so it's sort of like this is a situation where you're being tested, you know, to see about your inner knowledge. All you have to do is just stop, be still, breathe, And then hold that situation in your stomach area and see how your body reacts. When you ask a question, you know, is this a good situation for me? How does it feel within your stomach area? If it's peaceful and it's content, that means this is a positive, you know, a positive truth for you. Act upon it. Okay? So you know what your truth is, okay? And I'm also getting for you, are you in a relationship with anyone?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm seeing all these hearts and, you know, all around you, okay? And the angels are saying Sarah's a hopeless romantic, that you're really sensitive and you're a dreamy kind of girl, you know, and they're
right.
showing me that. So I'm like little hearts all around you. Okay, let me just see what they're saying. Okay, are you engaged?
I'm married.
Oh, you're married. Okay. Okay, so there's something new and romantic. Did you guys plan maybe a trip or something?
I've been wanting to go on a trip. We just got married last year, and we haven't
okay,
gone
so
on a
I'm
honeymoon
getting that,
or
okay, well, I believe that's in your near future, hon, is what they're showing me. Okay? So you are taking a spiritual leap forward. Let that spiritual leap help you on your path to where you want to be, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, you have everything you need within you. Don't get overwhelmed by all of this, okay? Is
right.
what the angels are showing, okay? Just,
okay.
you know, take it a little bit at a time. And, you know, you have, like, all the answers is what the angels are showing me, okay? I'm also asked, I'm being asked to bring in, I'm getting, like, a sister or a sister-like figure, and I'm also getting a grandfather because it is, you know, All Souls Day, and they're coming in together, Sarah. And
okay.
I believe the grandfather may have been either a spiritual or a religious person.
Yeah.
And he may have had some breathing problems. And with the female, I'm just hearing like soft music. Okay. And what I'm getting is that you feel, you know, when they're around you, you feel their presence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the grandfather is coming in and he wants you to take a little break. Okay.
Okay.
He's saying, you know, you've been worried about this for way too long. Take a little break. You know, a change will do you some good, okay? And he's saying, Sarah, there are big changes coming for you. And your loved ones in spirit, they're going to be there with you, okay? And he's saying,
okay.
you know, you need to take a trip. And he's saying to a destination that you've always dreamed of. So have you had, like, a destination in mind?
Yes, the Virgin Islands.
Okay. Okay, because he's giving you a thumbs up, okay?
Okay.
And the girl is just coming in, and she's telling you that she loves you, and she wants you to take time out and take care of you, Sarah. Okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So
that would probably be my grandmother.
I see that. Yeah, I see that trip in your future, okay? And I'm getting, you know, let your inner child come out and play, because it's going to help you to manifest your dreams, Sarah. Okay? Get in touch with that inner child. Your little friend is inside, and she's saying, Sarah, I want to play with you. Come on, play with me, okay? And this is also like another reminder, again, to treat yourself with love and gentleness and really, you know, have some fun, experience some joy, because the vibration of joy is going to help you manifest what you're wanting, okay? And I'm hearing miracles are coming your way, Sarah. And that's what I have for you. I hope that helped.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you to both of you.
It was beautiful to hear
you.
Sarah.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Light. Angel blessings.
Angel,
Sarah, call us back and let us know how you're doing. Thank you.
Will do. Thank you, Angel blessings to you both.
And if you go to the Virgin Islands, call us back and tell us how your trip was.
I will.
Yes, oh my gosh. Okay,
woo-hoo!
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Awesome, right, Eileen? Oh, my goodness. Okay, we have another.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I couldn't hear a word. I'm actually parked by an airport doing this show in my car, and I just watched a biplane take off.
Yes, oh my goodness. Area code 410, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Alex.
410.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you have
Alex?
A question?
I've just seeing if anything comes up for you guys, I guess, for guidance.
All right. Well, we'll just see what your, what, you know, message is comes through for you, whether, you know, be your angels, your guides, your guardians, your loved ones. They, you know, they come around when you ask. Like I told another caller, it's called free will. If you don't ask, they can't tell you. They can't help you. So what I'm seeing is that you've been wanting to do something more challenging. Maybe kind of try a new area of either work or study that you haven't ever tried before. And this is really a good time for you to do that. You deserve to do something more challenging. You get very bored with the status quo, the same thing. Even though each day is a little different, it's still kind of just doing the same thing. And it's time that you really are interested in doing something different. As you do this, you will really be inspired, or at least, you know, as you adventure into looking into different things, you'll be very inspired by those brilliant new ideas that are coming along your way. And you'll actually see a little more truth about yourself, which is going to bring you, we go through phases in our life, and although, you know, there's no real end to them, there is like new beginnings. And this is, you're going to be moving into a phase of new beginnings. All the things that you've done and you've accomplished and your goals are kind of, you've reached many of them. And now it's time to really step back and assess what you want through that heart space and through that brilliant mind that actually is very creative. You've got some ideas maybe for new types of business, some type of entrepreneurial. And what it's saying is that you really, really should see the truth in that situation and move forward with it. It's going to take some focus. So you are going to, once you make a decision on what the new direction that you'd like to study or look into for a business, you need to stay focused on it. As you do that, it is going to create some very, very wonderful positive change. It's going to bring some financial security to yourself. And to your living situation, to, you know, whoever your family is that you live with, you know, whether it be a wife and child, whether it be, you know, a group of friends, whether it be, you know, taking care of your parents in their home. But I can see that right now you're pretty stable in your family life. And, you know, there's people are nice to each other in your life. And that's really a good thing. But this other adventure is going to bring a little bit more financial security to everyone. And it's also going to allow you, and this is most important, to find the magic in life again. And that's really what you're desiring, is to find that magic in life that, you know, we don't want to live a life of lackluster doing the same thing over and over again. And so making these changes is actually going to find quite the magic that you're looking for in life. But again, just stay focused and stay positive with all the changes that will come around. And most importantly, keep track of your priorities. That's going to be what your most important aspect of this is, making sure that the priorities are taken care of first. And that's the message I have for you.
Okay, yeah, thanks a lot. It's good to hear it, I guess. Because it's been coming to me, and I can feel that I want to go. I feel like I want to go that other route, but it's kind of it'd be a big change.
Okay.
From what
so
I've
everything I told you really then did resonate. It kind of all went that direction.
Yeah, I've really like committed to something, and I've been going that way, and I like it. But I kind of want to pivot and still kind of do that, but go in a different direction.
Yeah,
and I felt really excited about it, and I feel like it's right, but I don't know if it's fully right to do or not.
Right. Well, DC has a little bit more. DC has a little bit more of a reading for you, and maybe what comes through for DC will clarify it even a little bit more for you. DC, what do you have?
Hi, I didn't catch your name, hon. Can I have your name again, please?
Alex.
Alex, hi. I'm getting that your dreams are going to be fulfilled. You're a hard worker. I see success around you. Okay. I'm also getting that whatever it is that brings you like fulfillment and joy, it's coming soon in your life. I'm getting this good news. There may be a change in like some kind of living arrangements as well, is what the angels are showing me. And there's going to be a major change that takes place either within like 2 days, 2 weeks, or 2 months. And this is going to be a change for the better, something that you've been, you know, worried about. And I'm getting that you're very maybe creative, and that's going to, you know, bring some financial, you know, benefits your way as well. Your talents are going to be recognized. And I'm also getting, Alex, that, you know, you have this beautiful personal power within you. You've got to connect with it. Use it to help yourself and then others. The angels are saying you are stronger than you give yourself credit for. And don't let anyone try to take your power away from you. Okay, stay determined. Keep going. If you need help, the angels are with you. And I'm getting a miracle is coming your way, Alex. You are strong. You know, take back that power, and you've got to believe in yourself. Okay? And there's going to be sort of like a sudden revelation that comes your way, and it's going to really help you to just, you know, break free from all the stuff that you used to believe in, the old ways of doing things. And it's sort of like the universe is saying, Alex, write that new story about yourself. Don't procrastinate, because you know in your heart the changes that you want to make, and then all of a sudden, everything is going to be crystal clear for you. So get ready, you know, get excited, embrace this new direction in your life, and the angels are going to be with you like every step of the way, and you're really going to have that freedom that you so desire, Alex. Okay?
Yeah,
and I'm getting,
you
know, in the interim, though, you've got to have a little bit more balance, okay? Because I'm getting, like, there's not enough balance. Maybe you're working too hard and you're not taking enough time for you, maybe. And I'm seeing, like, a little stress around you. So you really have to make time to just, you know, connect with your joy. Do something that brings, you know, your heart joy. Okay? Go with the flow. And with that being said, I have I believe it's a woman coming in, Alex. I'm seeing, like, a kitchen, and I'm smelling, like, food cooking in a kitchen. I think she was a really good cook. But she's saying that she wasn't there the way she would have liked to have been there for you. Okay, she's asking for you to forgive her. And I'm trying to see now if she's going to give me anything. I'm getting possibly the letter L around her. Okay?
Okay.
And do you yourself cook?
Do what?
Do you enjoy cooking at all? Because
not
she's
really
showing you, like, all these foods. Okay, well, she wants you to just have a favorite meal, and she's going to sit with you, you know, some kind of meal that really brings comfort to you, okay? And she'll be there with you. Okay, so you won't be alone when you have that meal. And she's asked you to not worry so much, just be happy, Alex, okay? Spend, like, less worrying. You know, give your cares to God and the angels. And she's saying all is well. Okay? She's saying, you know, there is a plan that is greater than you. You know, let the universe bring you all the good that you so deserve. And just, you know, breathe and know, like, all is well. Because she really wants you to start enjoying your life, Alex. Okay? And she's saying you have the ability to do whatever it is that you're wanting to do. Okay. Are you, like, creative, like, with arts or music? Because she's saying you're really creative.
I used to play music, but with what I'm studying right now, I've really pushed it to the side because I've just been trying to buckle down and only study.
Okay. And I'm also getting, like, a father figure is coming in, a father or father figure, and he's standing there too, and I'm seeing a pair of work boots. I'm feeling he was a very hard worker, and he's saying that you are a healer, Alex. You're a natural healer.
Okay.
So I don't know if you resonate with that, but that's what he's showing me, that you are a natural healer. Okay. And he's saying, you know, don't take on any additional responsibilities right now. Take a little time before you make any important decisions, okay?
Okay.
And just connect with the truth and don't let anyone influence you. You know, what you want to do. So, you know, stick with your plans is what I'm getting. But expect good news, okay? Every part of your life is on the upswing, Alice. Okay?
How do I just, like, surrender to it and stop trying to worry or force things that to happen?
Well, you've got to believe you know, there's a force, you know, beyond us that can help. You know, whether you want to say it's the universe, you know, God and the angels, and just, you know, let the good come to you, because sometimes we get in our own way and we actually slow, you know, the manifestation process down.
Yeah.
Okay? You stay positive. I'm getting you're going to have big rewards, okay?
Okay.
And your loved ones on the other side and the angels are going to help you to really connect with your happiness and have that emotional well-being that you so deserve, okay?
Okay.
So this is going to be a great time. Just go with this time. And I'm seeing, you know, money's coming your way and you're connecting with, you know, friends and family. It's going to be a really beautiful time for you. Okay?
Okay.
All the struggle that you've been through is going to pay off. And I'm getting that you're going to get, like, an invitation to some kind of social event, and your family on the other side is saying, Alex, go and have some fun, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so everything is on the upswing, and just keep affirming, only good things come to me. And that's what I have for you, Alex. I hope it's helped.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Alex, I'd like to add a little bit to what you asked. What I got immediately when you asked DC that question is every morning, stand in front of the mirror and look at yourself in the eyes and tell yourself, I love you. You are amazing. I am enough for everything that I choose to do. As this is a lifetime of choices. And so know that you are always enough. You are amazing. Look at how hard you work going to school. You've set so many things aside. And you've wrapped yourself into this. But in the meantime, there was something DC mentioned about balance and having that balance of caring for yourself enough is important. And, you know, you need to do things for yourself too. Allow yourself, if you study 6-7 days a week, take one of them off or even a half of one of them off. And that half a day off, that once a week, like every Sunday afternoon, you go out and do something fun, whether it just be to go sit in the park and listen to the birds, whether it be going for a walk or a hike, whether it go bowling, you know, whatever it is that brings you joy, go play handball, go play, you know, racquetball, something like that, that really builds up your own personal energy. But every day, know that there is a focus spot in your heart where you feel the most deep passion for going to school, for being who you are. And what I want you to do every day is I want you to take even 1 minute, like go in the bathroom, look in your eyes, and tell yourself those affirmations that you are enough. Tell yourself, I love you. You are amazing. And as you do that, feel that sacred space in your heart. Everything that we seek outside of us is actually within us already. We just don't connect deep enough with it. And no, Alex, I promise you, you are enough. Will you do that each day for me?
Yeah, I will.
All right.
Thank you.
You do that, and you will see how much more amazing your life is each and every day. You get out, you start smiling at people. People start smiling back because you just feel good. It's something I do. It's something I have to do too, and that's why I know it's power. So, with that said, I want to thank you so much for calling in. Please get back with us and let us know how things have gone for you. All right?
Okay. Thank you both so much.
All right. You're welcome, Alex.
Blessings,
Angel
Alex.
Blessing.
Here now.
What?
Okay, Eileen, are you ready for another one?
Absolutely.
Okay. Area code 248. It's really great to connect with you. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Well, Lily, it's me. I need some answers, ladies.
Hi, Lily. How are you?
Hi. I'm a whole lot better. Instead of me crying, I'm mad now. I need to know, and I ask this, I got to step out on my balcony because I'm about to get hot. Menopause is coming, baby. Look, I need to know, why is it that it seems like I'm going through a vicious, like this, like Groundhog Day? You know how the day keeps repeating itself and repeating itself? That's what I feel like.
With a job.
Tell me, what am I doing wrong? I mean, I heard the first conversation with the lady said she wanted to go back and be a PA. I want to get back in school because this nursing thing is just not working. I've been a nurse 21 years, and I took this certification course thinking, okay, I'm doing this. I'm going to make a little bit more money. I can make life a little easier, help my kid a little bit more, and help myself more. But it looks like God just said, I got something else for you, but he's not telling me what he's got for me because it's like I'm back at Groundhog Day, sticking my nose up to see if it's still hot out or still cold. What do I do? I done filled out so many applications, ladies, and I have been told, oh, you're not the perfect fit. You're not the fit. What am I to do?
Okay, well, with that said, let me jump in then.
Come on, baby. Well, tell me.
These are really complex decisions, and you are all over the page instead of really focusing on your heart space and what it really is that you want. So you've got to stop procrastinating, and you've got to take the time. And it takes quiet time to do that. Always going, always deciding, always thinking about it. It's a monkey mind. You've got a monkey mind going on these issues. And you're doing things over and over again. And that monkey mind just keeps going, jibber-jabber, do it. What about this? What about that? What do you think of this? What do you think of that? Where did it go?
Oh, you're right. You are right.
You know, with that said, though, the world is really in your hands. You have done a really well job up to this point. You juggle. It's you know, the way your mind jumps around, you juggle activities that way. You juggle, going to school, going to work, running the kids around. I mean, you juggle it all the time. You're like a magician. So, you know, just know that actually this is part of your path to enlightenment. And part of that enlightenment is feeling the joy and happiness and compassion for what you're already doing. And that's where you don't take the time to appreciate. So what I want to tell you today.
Okay. Why? Let me shut up. Go ahead.
Yeah,
because
you gotta take
that to work.
You know, it's like when you plant a flower garden. And it was all weeds. And you go through and you clean it out and then you till the soil and you pick up some new flowers and you plant the bed and it's just, you know, you spend a whole weekend on this, you know, 4x4 foot little bed. But by the end of the weekend, it looks amazing. Don't you stand back and appreciate that and, you know, admire your work. Honor yourself for the work you've done. And so you need to do that about your life. With that said, as you do that about your life, you will analyze, your monkey mind will slow down to a place of appreciation.
Okay.
It'll slow down to a place of appreciation. As you appreciate it, those things that resonate with you the most are the ones that you're going to move on to the next phase of your life. You are towards the end of a phase of your life, and it is time to actually move on and you know, make some new decisions. But you've got to rest that mind before to do it. So allow time before making those decisions. And even if you could stop that monkey mind long enough, it would do with the breath work of 1 minute, trying to get some kind of meditation. But, you know, you're doing well. You do need to, you know, do that work kind of clear and chilled. Maybe even find a yoga class to go to. But you're definitely attracting a lot in spirit. You've got a lot of spirit law that is attracting your way, which means good things are to come. It's very magical. It's actually working with the residence of Melchizedek, which is a great master. And so it's about working with the law of physics and stuff within the world.
And so geometrics and that type of thing, crystals, that type of thing, are attracted your way too. And that's what I have for you. So work on all that.
Okay.
I think it all made sense, though. In your own way, it made sense. So.
Actually, it did, because I was wondering if I had ADHD of the mind, because I can never, when I do focus and try to get stuff done, it still does not work. And this has been, I don't know if you remember me, but this has been going on for 20 years. 20
yeah.
years. Looks
well,
like when I try
yeah.
to do something, everything just goes haywire.
Yeah.
And when I focus, it just goes
yeah.
kaput.
And so it's called, I call it, I have that same thing, and I call it a monkey mind. And to tell you the truth, sometimes it takes just stepping back and breathe into the count of four and out to the count of four for 1 minute, which is about 8 into 60. What is that? It's about 8 breaths. And so you just do it for about 8 breaths. And actually, after that, if you can continue to work up to 5 minutes, 10 minutes of breath work, it's called breath work, and it really does help quiet the monkey mind so that your inner core, that sacred space in your heart, which also has a brain, that sacred space in your heart is then able to talk to your brain, your actual brain, And you'll be able to make better decisions that way, because you're making them from your heart space rather from this chatter. So I hope that helps. DC, what do you have for Lisa?
Lily, yes. Lily, I'm getting this is the end of a difficult situation. Embrace the change that's coming your way. This is a time when things are going to get better for you. Okay, so just anticipate all the good that's coming your way, hon, okay? And I'm getting some of these endings are going to be, they're sort of going to be welcomed because you're looking forward to something wonderful. I'm getting the letter F around you. F is in Frank, okay?
Uh-huh.
It usually a person. It could be a first name or a last name. And this person will probably be in your life and help you in some way, you know, in regard to this change, okay? So there's nothing to worry about. You know, release anything that no longer serves you. The angels are with you, Lily. They're telling you your dreams are going to be fulfilled. And this is going to be a time that you're going to really have some deep and lasting spiritual insight. It's going to be wonderful. And, you know, ask the angels to come in and help you with, you know, everything that you're wanting right now. And I'm getting, you know, you've got to plant your feet firmly on the ground, Lily, and then you're going to move ahead. Okay, you're a beautiful vibrational being, and you are going to have the results you so desire. Okay, so there's nothing to worry about. You're going to have financial stability, and you're going to have some time to really do the things that you love to do. Okay, so expect good things to come your way, and just feel the joy already, because I'm getting, you know, you're going to have a really successful life, Lily, and that's what I have for you. I hope that helped.
Okay.
Get ready for the new opportunities for happiness, hon. They're coming your way, Lily. Open your arms and just be ready for all the good that's coming, hon, okay?
How long? How much longer?
And I apologize.
You know what? I've got to go. We have another caller, Lily. I'm getting, you know, just open your arms. Just embrace everything that's coming your way. And it's going to be awesome, hon, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
thank you. Bye, Lily.
Okay. Area code 239. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hello.
Hi, can we have your name?
Nobody there.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take the last call. Okay.
All right.
Okay, let's see if this will open up now. Area code 207. You're live with Angel Antics.
Hello, it's Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
How are you?
Hello.
Well, do you have a question for
us? I mean, we're
tonight?
Down to the last. We're going to have to. We're going to have to make it a little bit shorter.
All
right.
Just a message is all.
All right.
Okay.
Well, let's see what we're doing for you. Well, it seems to be kind of a theme of the night. You, too, need to get yourself in a better balance. You've been kind of back and forth and back and forth, and it is a good idea to wait for perfect timing. But overall, you need to do things back and forth, moderation, cooperation, balance, compromise, you know, just it's kind of all got to go together. And this will, you know, allow you to open up space to really allow some things to come in for you, some things that are luxuries, and allow you to focus a little bit more on your strengths, which you haven't really been doing enough of. You kind of worried, you know, more about what isn't happening rather than what you have to offer, what does go well, what is balanced within you, what your strengths are. So you need to focus on those a little bit more and spend a little bit more quiet time alone thinking about those things, which you haven't been doing. But, you know, you have created quite a bit up to this point. So, you know, don't give up. It's believe in yourself. Continue to believe in yourself and move and stay focused on yourself and your goals. You know, but you really kind of need to set your goals a little tighter. They're a little bit over the page, not real far, but, you know, you need a little bit more finite, and you'll find that you'll be more focused and be able to put your strengths towards that energy and get what you desire out through your hard work and abilities. DC, what do you have for her?
I have the beautiful goddess Abundanacia is coming by to let you know that you are about to receive either a windfall of money or some kind of prosperity. Open your arms wide to receiving, Donna. There's nothing to worry about. I'm getting you're going to have financial success. Start visualizing and affirming your abundance, okay? And this abundance is going to come to you in many ways, okay? So stay optimistic because everything is going to turn out amazing, Donna. Are you ready for what's coming? The angels are asking.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready. Is this new relationship a good one?
Okay. I'm getting a thumbs up, okay? But you're focused a little bit too much on other areas. You've got to give that relationship a little bit more time, hon, okay?
That's fine. It's funny because I was just thinking about the windfall because somebody owes me a lot of money, and I was just actually visualizing it literally 5 minutes before I called you. So that's all good.
Okay, well, that's all perfect. Yep. Okay, well, you call us back
you.
And let
thank
us know how
so
everything
much.
Turns
thank
out, Donna. We're down to half and a half.
Thank you, lady. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Night, love, hon. Angel bless. Okay, we've come to the show. We have a little bit over a minute left, so we've done really well.
Yeah. I'm thrilled to be able to have talked to so many people tonight. That's awesome. I hope we were able to at least give some insight and some help to some and friendship to others. It was a wonderful show. Thank you, DC. I love you. I love sharing my time with you anytime I can. Oh. And appreciate you being my co-host here on Angel Antics as the both of us started this adventure together. And I love you. We're almost up to year number 4 now. You realize that, don't you?
Yep, and we've been divinely guided to be together and, you know, help others, and I embrace this, and I'm just so happy to, you know, connect with you, Eileen. Light and love, everyone.
Yeah.
Angel blessings. Come back next week.
Our greatest honor is our guest. Thanks for coming. We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, DC. I love you all.
Love you, too. Night.